Good morning. I want to welcome you here to our worship service this morning. Glad to see a lot of faces out there and here to hear the word and sing some songs and praise God. So we're going to start off with a few announcements. Congratulations to Colton and Michaela Kettlehut and also Mark and Therese too, I suppose. But Colton and Michaela had their baby this week, and you guys can see the details there about Oliver. For Victory Center Bible Camp, registrations have opened, and I saw a post the other day that they are filling up really, really fast. So if you're wanting to go to Victory Center, you better get your applications in. And if you want to go to Victory Center and you need help paying for it, there's applications out on the foyer table out there. If you guys want to have some assistance with that, that would be awesome if you'd fill those out and get them to us by April 1st. That'd be awesome. This week, on Saturday, we are having our men's breakfast and our ladies' brunch. Okay, the men start at 8 and the ladies start at 10. So you guys are all welcome to join us. It's a good time of fellowship and food. Can't go wrong with that. So then Megateen is March 22nd and 23rd. There's a registration out there, and we can get some more to you if you guys are interested in that for grades 7 through 12. That'll be a good time down at SBA. For Youth Sunday is April 7th. So if you guys are looking at being here for that, for the grades 7 through 12, you got to be part of that. If you're looking at doing that, we're starting to practice and prepare for that on Sunday nights for youth group. So if you're going to be part of that, you should start coming more so we can get that all laid out and squared away. So are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Psalms 136, 1 through 3. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever."
Good morning. Let's stand and sing together number 378, Only One Life, 378 in your hymnal. Only one life to offer, Jesus my Lord and King. Only one tongue to praise thee and of thy mercy sing. Only one heart's devotion, Savior, all may it be. Consecrated alone to thy matchless glory, yielded fully to thee. Only one hour is mine, Lord, may it be used for thee. May every passing moment count for eternity. Souls all about are dying in sin and shame. Help me bring them the message of Calvary's redemption in thy glorious name. Only one life to offer, take it, dear Lord, I pray. Nothing from thee withholding, thy will I now obey. Thou who hast freely given thine all in all for me, claim this life for thine own to be used, my Savior, every moment for thee. Thanks for singing with me. Now take a minute to greet somebody. Tell somebody you're glad to see him here this morning.
Well, again, a good morning and a welcome to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to be a part of us today. We are excited to hear from the Club Rock students. And just a reminder, we just have two more weeks of Club Rock. It's hard to believe. I guess spring is about upon us. So this is the opportunity to have bring our prayer requests and praises before our congregation. I do thank each one for praying for me. I'm feeling much better. It is, whatever I had was not much fun. Do not wish it, as I told someone, not my worst enemy. I think it was Lori said, maybe my worst, but it was not good. But also, if you pray for Pastor Jason, he has gotten back from spring break, and he has something. So just in time to start the next quarter. So we'll be praying for him, as well as all our students that from Sunshine coming back. Continue to pray for Danica and their new baby. I understand still in the NICU, and so we'll be praying for Davin. Okay, never sure how names are pronounced when you see them spelled. So Danica and Davin, other prayer requests or praises? Yes, June. Well, that is a huge praise. He has been recovering from quite the injury and at home, which is good, but now being able to get up the stairs, it's even better. So we'll continue to pray for Chuck and his healing. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Terry. Yes, today, Lorraine Augsburger, she has been, yes. She has been in Sioux Falls for probably about 5 years now, maybe closer to six. But yes, today is her 100th birthday, and that is a great milestone, blessing by God. Mind is still very much there, has had some physical struggles the last couple of years, but grateful for the way God has sustained her. And so, yes. Okay. So that will take place after the service or during the fellowship time, the special St. Lawrence birthday song.
Yeah,
the yes.
St. Lawrence birthday song.
That's right. So, and you have someone lined up to videotape that?
Yep.
Oh, excellent. I just wanted to make sure we weren't volunteering. I wasn't getting voluntold. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie.
I have two prayer requests for medical issues. My cousin Kathy Heason called me recently. She's having some very challenging days right now, and she asked for prayer from her church family. The second one, my oldest brother got a very unpleasant surprise last week.
And your oldest brother's first, Kelvin. Okay. So two requests. One of our church family, Kathy Heason. She is over at the Courtyard Villa. She's asking for prayer. And then for Ernie's oldest brother, Kelvin, was discovered that he had three blockages in his heart and will be going to Sioux Falls for treatment for that. So glad that that was discovered. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for the blessings that you bring our way, the challenges that come as a part of this life. We know that you walk through those times with us. We are grateful for the opportunity of celebrating the resurrection of our Savior as we come on each Sunday, and especially during this month as we lead up to Palm Sunday and Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. A reminder again that you have not forgotten your promises, that way back in the garden when Adam and Eve chose to rebel, you gave a promise that the seed of the woman would one day crush Satan's head. And that day came, and death has been defeated. Our sins have been washed away. And the opportunity we have each day to live in light of the crucifixion, the resurrection, and your son's ascension, that he is now, with his work completed, in heaven, interceding on our behalf. Father, I thank you that you are concerned about what is going on in our lives, the big things and the small things. Nothing is beyond your comprehension and nothing beyond your ability. Father, there are times that we don't understand why answers to prayer take so long, or sometimes the answer is not yet. We know one day we will fully see you face to face, and the requests that we've had for healing for some of our church family and our community family, we know that ultimately is answered in being fully restored to you. But for, on this side of eternity, we do lift up these individuals. We pray for Danica and Davin, that you would be strengthening Davin, that you would help through this time being in the NICU, and for the family. We thank you for just your guiding hand, your healing hand as well. Father, we lift up June's brother Chuck to you. Continue to ask that you would strengthen him, help him to continue to demonstrate more mobility, getting around his house more, getting upstairs now. Each of those are momentous victories that sometimes in the length of time of healing can get overlooked. Father, we are grateful for how you sustain life. We thank you for Lorraine and the legacy that she has left us here in this community and in our fellowship. Father, for 100 years of your faithfulness in her life, we pray that you would continue to sustain her, that through the days of well wishes, that she would be able to reflect and rest in your promises. Father, we also lift up Kathy Heason. I ask that you would be an ever-present help during each of her days, that the things going on in her life, that you would let her know that you were there walking through her in this midst. Father, we also pray for Ernie's brother Kelvin as he goes into Sioux Falls, thankful for them finding what's going on with his heart, and we pray for the surgery and procedures that you would bring healing in his life. Father, we also think of the ministries that you've raised up among us. We thank you for Club Rock and the opportunity of hearing from many of the students today, for the lives that we can impact. I thank you for each of the staff members that have been a part of this year, volunteering their time, of investing in students' lives. And we thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana and his leadership and their being a part of Club Rock and youth group. And we ask that you would lay your hand upon him as he brings your message today. Father, we are also grateful for the ministries around the world. We pray for the Manas. We are thankful for the way you've raised them up and the lives that they have touched, not only in Ukraine, but now around the world as they teach and coach and mentor those on the YFC international staff. Father, give them wisdom. We pray for healing for Judy and from some of her physical challenges. And we just ask that you would give safety in their travels as they prepare for another time away this summer overseas. Father, for the offering we're about to receive from your people, just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. much. That's a really good song because that's what our first and second graders are going to sing because Jesus loves them. So I'm Lori Freemark. I'm the music lady for Club Rock. And I'm going to have the first and second, third and fourth, and fifth and sixth grade. Why don't you guys all come up here? And the third through sixth grade can just sit here. And the first and second grade can come up here and just sing Jesus loves me, okay?
So come on, let's go!
First, second, third, fourth, and sixth.
Come on.
Third through sixth grade, just have a seat. So, first and second grade is going to sing the B.I. Well, it's not Jesus Loves Me, it's a B.I.B.L.E. Another good song. Okay. So, I'm going to get it started and then we'll sing, okay? You know what? Why don't you come up here? There we go.
to be able to hear children praise God, love God, sing to his heavens and his glory is nothing better. So amazing, kids. And to hear your voices, it's all that Jesus loves. We're going to stand. We're going to sing. I'm kind of choked up. Let's do this.
Jesus.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I can just feel God's love.
I will rise and redeemed heaven and earth.
just come before you, and I just pray that you would be with our time now as we look into your word. Lord, I just pray that we would come with our hearts open and our minds open to hear your word and hear what you have for us today. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name.